gentlemen, people with jobs, people without jobs, middle class, upper class, high class, all that. Cats, snakes, chickens, ducks, elderly people, and twerkers, I present to you.
Everybody, get your roll on.
Try not to bust out laughing already, but what's up, everybody? I'm back. It's Ashley with another tea spill on my favorite podcast, Reality. But today, I promised you guys that I was going to have a guest, and I have a tea spiller that is going to make my ass cry laughing, and I'm really going to try to hold it together, y'all, and we're going to try to get through this show, but I just know the stuff that we're going to talk about is going to be funny, and she's going to say some funny comments, but I got to introduce my girl, Shanti. Love her bits and pieces, so welcome, Shanti.
Hello, hello. I am so excited to be here, and I cannot wait to start spilling some tea.
Yes, honey, we got some stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
I got to start off with talking about Sarah Michelle Gellar and how she threw the shadiest tweet in the world. And I love her for it. So Sarah Michelle Gellar gets on Twitter and tweets, well, I guess I'm going to have to cancel my Vogue subscription. Who's with me?
Oh, because Kim was on it.
Because Kim and Kanye.
Oh, I saw that shade from a mile away.
Yes.
I saw that shade from a mile away.
So I saw it and I was just like, well, damn. And people were actually like, oh, it's canceled. I can't believe that they did this.
But she has a big following. You know, right. A lot of people were bulimic back in the day.
And yep,
now they're still skinny. So they have to follow. They need somebody to follow.
I was just like, I really can't take this right now. And then on top of that,
she just mad because she's not on it. I think that's what it is.
Oh, that is. Well, that could be it too, though. Yeah. Then on top of that, Reza from Shaw's of Sunset. Okay, I love Reza.
This queen.
He would lay it on thick.
Yes.
So Reza told TMZ he believed that Kanye paid Vogue because there is no fucking way that Vogue, there's no fucking way that Vogue would put a Sears designer and a porn star on the cover. He was like, I know the editor.
Where's my umbrella? The forecast says it's rain and cloudy. Jesus, Reza.
Yes, Reza said, I know there is no way, because I know the editor of Vogue. Who
personally
would put a porn star at a designer of Sears? And he was like, no shade to Sears. I love Sears. I just don't shop there. I said, well, damn,
I
Reza.
I bet he meant no shade.
So that was the TMZ
scoop. A lot of people mad
that.
About that. A lot of
hell
people,
yeah.
A lot of people
feel some how you feel about it?
Personally, to be real with you, I'm not a Kim fan. I'm not a Kardashian fan. Okay. I love Khloe. Khloe is my favorite out of all of the sisters. Khloe's my favorite. I think she's the most real. I like Kourtney too, but Kourtney just stays out of all the bullshit.
She does.
Kourtney in her own little bubble because she don't want anybody to judge her and Scott and all that.
Yeah,
because
they got some shit.
Yeah, they got some shit going.
They got some shit. So I can agree.
I think she just stays away from it. But to be real with you, I think they put more into Kim than needs to be put into. They have a beautiful daughter. North is beautiful.
So cute.
But Kanye,
but she still won't be Blue Ivy.
Kanye is too much, and Kim is too much. Together, they're just way too much. And I just.
That's what the cover should have said.
Too much. Too damn much.
Too damn much.
He bitching and moaning, and she over there crying about her mascara and shit. I'm tired. Like, I just can't. I need a nap after all this. Like, it's exhausting. It really is.
Oh my! So speaking of the Kardashians, you mentioned Khloe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you know, allegedly, there is word that the game smashed Kim a long time ago.
I'm not surprised. Kim loves. She loves her a little bit of cocoa.
She does.
She loves a little cocoa.
She loves a little cocoa in her coffee.
Mm-hmm, she does.
Now, she also. It was also said that she. I'm sorry that the game slept with Khloe currently.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, so he's
but. The game is in some shit. Now, I love Jaycion. I love him, okay?
Yeah.
And recently, he was arrested on some domestic violence shit, talking about he hit his baby mama and shit like that. I really, after watching the show and stuff, I can't see the game doing no shit like that.
No, I can't see him doing that, but I want to punch that bitch in the face, personally.
I want to, like, I want to hit her.
So if he did, I'm not shocked. He might have just got tired of that
or
bitch.
Or maybe hired somebody to do it. Just save his ass.
Yeah, but I don't think, he don't seem like a woman beater.
He doesn't. That's what I'm just like.
He's like, yeah, pick you up and fuck the shit out you.
What?
Not
beat
you.
Come on, fuck the shit out of
you. Not beat you. Have you seen him lately?
He got cuts
forever. Cuts everywhere.
He makes me want to run to the door.
And yeah.
And then
sit back down.
But that's it. To the door.
Yeah. He makes me kind of want to do meal preps with them there. Like, goddamn. Yes. It starts in the kitchen. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. It
magically delicious.
Yes. Lucky charm.
I want to play that boy game.
Hallelujah.
So he actually, they went in on Twitter, on Instagram and all. So he was just tweeting or Instagramming, and he was just like, you know, it's all about lies, and, you know, the truth will come out, and all this other stuff. And she screenshot, or close sources said, basically, that it was a domestic violence dispute.
Okay.
The truth would still set you free and all this other shit.
Right.
But I'm still team game. Like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah. I'm not jumping ship. And especially not on that bitch side.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping ship.
So I can't wait till
they actually... proof. Like Chris Brown, I need proof. And even after Chris Brown, I still love that nigga.
Well, this is what they said. Okay, they said that he repeatedly beat her in the face, injured her eye socket, and broke her nose. I said, damn! She got her ass whipped. Whoever did it.
Yeah, like, goddamn.
Told her the fuck up.
They fucked her up.
Shit,
in the eye socket.
I wonder what she did.
And broke her nose. That's what I'm saying. Like, what could she have done?
I don't know.
To
maybe
make him
she's
that
friends
mad.
With, maybe she friends with Rihanna because she provoked the hell out of a
yes,
man
she
with
did.
That. That was crazy.
Did she take that nigga Lambo key?
She had to do something.
What did she do? But did she? Was she in the back of the limo being a little disrespectful? Like,
let me tell you my scenario. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I believe that Khloe Kardashian's Amazon ass was actually caught getting ready to suck his dick.
Right.
And Tiffany ran in to attack, but Khloe surprised her with a Kardashian ass kick.
Right.
That's
right.
What I believe.
Okay.
And that's how it happened. I feel like the game just.
I like that logic.
I feel like he sat there and he watched, and Khloe just. Because
Khloe don't seem like the type of bitch that's going to take no shit laying down. Except a dick.
Right.
Except a black dick, a big black dick, she would take laying down
that's
all day.
It.
She might like it from the back. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
I think she does.
That's probably what happened. Cause I don't see him hitting her. I just don't see that.
That shit ain't real.
That's not in his spirit. I don't see that in his spirit.
But here's some more tea for you. I got tea for days today, honey.
I know you ready to spit. My cup running over.
Come on, cup. Cause what the hell? Bobby Christina is
spinty. Man, she done smoked her damn kneecaps off like a mama.
Let me tell you what. Whitney did leave Bobby Christina some shit behind. She left her dope behind.
She left all the crack behind. That little poor baby that smoked, she looked 80 years old. That picture she had, she looked 80 years old.
And for 80 years old. The adopted brother husband, that's why I gotta call him that.
Like these sister wives and all kind of shit. I ain't got time. The fuck?
He literally said, my wifey looks good just the way she is.
She looked like a corpse the way she is. That bitch need a hot sandwich, a bath, and rehab.
You want wifey to look dead? Because she looks horrible.
Her wedding dress is going to fall right off her bony ass.
It's gone.
She looks horrible. I saw a picture of her the other day, and I was literally sick.
When they do the cake feeding, feed that bitch the whole cake.
The whole cake. She don't need just a little bit. She need a whole damn thing.
Give that bitch
the whole damn thing. The buffet and everything. God damn it.
Everything.
Fruit trays and all.
She looks really bad.
Oh, she's horrible. She done smoked that little kneecaps off. I feel so bad for her, and she's so young.
She is. But it's over. The show, the Houston show failed, and...
Yeah, that didn't do well.
That didn't do well.
The grandma just has been trying. And then the daddy just don't know where the fuck his daughter at. He don't know.
Right.
He was asking him about Bobby Christina. He don't know where the hell she
at. He don't know what she had. And I just feel like nobody gives a fuck about them. No. We just cared about Whitney.
And just like the Jackson children.
Oh, yeah.
They said that the daughter done went back to her mama.
Come on.
Hold on. I need to speak on this. First of all,
How did that happen?
How the fuck did that happen? When the grandmama got, the grandma can't, ain't got control over.
She don't, but she's so old. I wouldn't have signed up for that shit.
And see, Janet wanted the daughter. I think Janet wanted the daughter. And I don't know why Catherine won't give it to Janet.
She really should have given that. Because
she back with her mama now. You know she going to be sucking watermelon in a minute.
That's, I'm telling you.
She ain't got time.
She gonna be drunk in love.
Yeah, too drunk in damn love.
How do you feel about the newest hip hop star on the rise, LeBron James? Did you hear the rap?
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
It's a damn shame that you ever doubt it.
Doubt it.
Come roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it.
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
Roll with us, cause you know we got it.
We got it. We got it.
It's a damn shame that you ever doubt it.
Doubt it. Doubt it.
It's a damn shame that you ever doubt it. I just docked this, I'm a friend's killer. Shots are bright, I got a tan killer. Try to catch up, it's a waste of time.
Waste of time. Waste of time.
I grind you hard, let you take mine.
Never.
Okay, I'm gonna say this one time and I'm gonna just be done with it. Cause I ain't even got time to be going back and forth with this. LeBron needs to stick with what he's good at, what he's been doing since he was a child. Dunking a damn basketball. If he tries to rap again, I'm gonna personally knock his ass out. I'm gonna knock his ass out. He needs to stop.
Wait.
And his kids jumping in. I ain't got time. No.
Wait.
No. I'm you know I'm a Heat fan. What? I am a LeBron fan. I'm a Heat fan to the T.
But wait.
If LeBron go and play for the Lakers, I'd be a Laker fan. I'm a LeBron fan, seriously. But that need, I was not impressed. I did not like it. It made me feel nervous. It made me start sweating. I didn't like it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, you didn't like it, but Manny Fresh did.
What?
Manny Fresh liked it, girl. Like, Manny Fresh is, like, on some serious shit. He was like, man, you know, that's my boy.
So he tried to sign that nigga.
Yep. And he was like, that's my boy. We might get up in the studio and hit y'all hard at the NBA Finals with the soundtrack. I was just like, what?
Now, you know, he trying to relive his, he trying to rehash the old Big Time of Days. I love.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love Manny Fresh, but he needs to take a nap.
I mean, Manny Fresh, he does stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah. He does a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
I don't think working with LeBron is one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like what happened was LeBron was just chilling at home with Savannah and the boys, and the kids probably was like, daddy, today at school, Eric said you couldn't play ball. And I told him that you the NBA star of the year. And then Eric said, well, your daddy can't rap at all basketball players can rap. And then LeBron probably said, you know what, daddy can rap. And then he came out with that ridiculous-ass rap. And it wasn't so bad,
right.
But I just feel like there can only be one goofy-looking motherfucker rapping that's tall like that, and that's 2 Chainz.
That's it.
I feel like everybody else should just fall the fuck back.
Right, right.
He's just tall and goofy. And LeBron is tall and goofy, but he's tall and goofy in basketball.
Right.
So just leave the rap into 2 Chainz.
Because he already, when he falls, it's like somebody done shot him, like somebody in
exactly.
The crowd got him.
Exactly.
Like,
he falls like he's about to, like he got shot every time.
It's the same way every time. Like, that's how I know he's just been flopping. But you know what? That's beyond the point. LeBron is a really, really good basketball player. And he needs to stick to what he's good at.
He does.
He needs to stick to his craft. He needs to perfect it.
Oh, yeah.
So when Kobe decide to come back, you know, whenever he decide to come back, whenever his, you know, little situations get back handled.
Right.
Or whatever, that he can't really like fight for this title. Like, I am number one. Like, Kobe, go ahead and retire. Go ahead and go, Crypt Keeper. Go on it.
Is Kobe coming back?
But you know what? I heard the other night, I think it was last night, somebody said that Vince Carter is still in the fucking league.
What?
I said, well, what? Behind what rock?
Is there an age? There's not an age limit?
I don't know, but he's still. I gotta check up on that. I'm gonna come back to you with that.
Yeah, we gotta.
Because, you know, I used to love me some Vince of the Raptures now.
If y'all know that Vince Carter is in the league,
please
hit us up. Hit us up.
If he's still in the league, let me know who he plays for and his number. I need a jersey.
That is fucking ridiculous.
I know he probably got water on the knees now. I don't know if he's
water
still getting
on
time.
The knees.
But I need a jersey.
What is it? The cartilage is ruined?
Yeah.
All that shit.
I want to get it before he retires because I know it's going to go up.
Damn, he probably got some good ass insurance, though, to be that old and still in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I wonder what his contract is worth. That's just the negotiating. Moving on.
So, what the fuck? Chris Brown. That's how I have to start off. Every time I talk about Chris Brown, I have to start off by saying what the fuck. Because everybody is fucking with Chris. Like, why can't y'all let him be? He is the man in the mirror.
I'm just going to wait for Chris Brown to write his version of Thriller.
Yeah.
Because that's what fuck he's conquering in, jail. Yeah. It's coming. And the world is not going to be... It's going to come like Beyonce's album. I feel like only two people in this world could do that. Chris Brown and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I swear to you. I feel that.
It's scaring me though, Ash, on the real. It's scaring me because he's starting to just look like he on drugs.
Yeah, he does look like he on something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before he, you know, even if he was smoking a little weed or he was popping a little X, or of course he was drinking, you couldn't tell. Now you can tell. Like, nigga, day to day, nigga, you had on that same outfit last week, nigga, you might be a junkie. Oh, it's somebody was letting him wash every once every 2 weeks and shit. Like, he had balls and armpits was funky and shit. I don't know what he was doing to get that funky.
You don't put a celebrity in rehab and tell them they can't wash their ass.
Right. I think I believe that's what I read.
That's some disrespect.
They weren't letting him wash his balls.
That's disgusting.
That was fucked up. Niggas need to wash their balls. Tape, balls, all that area.
That's probably why. Okay, well, that explains why the lady whose knee or elbow he touched reacted the way she did, probably because he was stank as a motherfucker.
He might have been stank.
And he probably been tapping that bitch for soap.
Yeah, like, hey, can you give me some soap? Right. Hey, these niggas ain't letting me wash.
That makes so much fucking sense now.
Like 12 years of sleep.
He tapped her knee or her elbow and said, you know, can you give me some soap? And she thought he was physically attacking her, so she went crazy.
That made me think of 12 years of sleep. I don't even want to talk about soap.
Okay, you don't
want to
talk about soap.
I don't think I want to talk about soap.
It takes you back to that?
Yeah, take me back. That was fucked up.
What's her name? Patsy?
Yeah, I think Patsy. She couldn't even wash her ass, man.
That's fucked up. I don't want to talk about that shit. That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Bitch, I can't go get a bar soap because your man is raping me?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't be a slave for a day.
Yeah, not at all.
Fuck 12 years. I couldn't do it for an hour. I couldn't even do it for a minute.
No. Because the first thing I'd be trying to do is kill all the masses.
I'd
be in a revolt. Straight revolt action. Hey. Either y'all niggas are with me or y'all against me, and I'm killing y'all too. Fuck y'all.
I think Harry Tubman said some shit like that. Yeah. Is he wrong with me?
I think it was something to that effect. She was real gangster.
I feel like Harriet Tubman was gangster that. Like,
she either said, niggas, you either coming with us or you staying here.
I think Portia from Real Housewives would have been left behind. Because she probably would have been.
She would have missed the train. Well, the doors would have closed without her.
Who's driving it?
She would have missed the train because she would have thought the train was coming.
Right.
And never came.
I have my own seat?
she would have thought she was in first class and all that. Fuck that bitch.
I can't.
That bitch was stupid.
But,
and she just
leave. Just a little bit. When a person becomes legal of age, it's hell. And I feel like that's what happened to him.
What happened to Lindsay.
Look at Lindsay.
She don't know what to do. She don't know her ass from her damn mouth.
I heard her on the commercial say the other day for her interview with Oprah, she was like, I party with everybody. There's nothing left to do in this world. I said, wait a minute, bitch.
You don't feel like there's nothing left to do?
Charity or something. Go to Africa. Give back. Bitch,
find your roots.
It's women in Africa that gotta use washable sanitary napkins. Yeah. Go help them.
Yeah. Go buy them some pads.
You literally said, I party with everyone there is to party with. What else is there to do? I feel like if Oprah didn't slap her, Ayanna should have came out and slapped her.
Out of the kitchen or something. Making some biscuits.
Somebody.
Should have came out and slapped the shit out of that bitch.
Yeah, because that was ridiculous. Can we do a black... Oh,
that basically says to me that she has nothing to live for.
Nothing. I feel like she should be Patsy in the white version of 12 Years a Slave.
Right, they need to go ahead and just start whipping her.
Somebody whipping should her back, whoop the hell out of
like
her.
Like, just taking the meat off her back.
She will feel just so shame.
Yeah, just tan it up.
So
it'll change her life. She'll appreciate that money she got, that fame she got, all the people she knows. She'll appreciate
that. She'll appreciate that shit.
She'll appreciate it. Let her tear some of that meat off her back.
Speaking of appreciate, Drea. Sunday appreciate.
She appreciate the ass whooping.
That ass whooping.
That black eye was very much granted.
That black eye.
She earned it.
You were so well deserving of that black eye, bitch.
She earned it.
To the point where when I saw you the next day, I said, damn, who did that to her?
No. It was like, no, let me do, this is how it was. She hit her.
She hit her.
She went in the room, put her sneakers on, then you had another, she had a scene with Jackie.
Right.
It got a little bit bigger.
It got a little bit
Then
yep.
she went and got her something to drink and came out there and Dre hit her again. It got a little bigger.
Yep.
That night they eating. It was a little bit bigger. That next morning with that water bottle on
it
the
was
couch.
Huge. It was
I think
huge.
It was black and purple and puss up. Like and it's like it progressively got bad. Worse.
I need to see the clip. I'm talking about the unedited clip.
The initial pop out, because that had to be a two-piece. That's a two-piece. That's
she
the
got
way that I
swole
up, that's a two-piece. That wasn't just no one hit quick. That was a two-piece. That was a hit, and then I got that at the top of the eye.
It had
that
to
bottom of the eye, and then that top of the eye
I'm
was
trying to figure out how did
Drea
ball her fists up? Her nails are long.
You know, her nails real long.
So
I don't
how
know.
Did that? Did
she must have hit her with the damn nubs.
Maybe she hit her with the nubs, or... She probably backhanded the shit out of her.
Yeah, she.
Cause she had a ring on.
She did.
Either way, that ass whooping was well deserved. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you what I really felt like. I felt like all the girls should have turned and whooped Jackie's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And that didn't happen. And once again, y'all got Jackie sitting up there like she ain't did shit.
This slick weave, thin head, bitch. I am tired of her.
Bitch. What did you call her?
I call her a slick head, thin weaved ass bitch. I am tired of her. She ratchet as fuck.
Shit.
She bringing her daughter in this shit. And her daughter.
Okay, Chantel, I don't need you to tell me what you do.
She obviously sucked some basketball dick.
She
was mad.
She was mad.
She was heated. She sucked some basketball dick.
I wanted
she didn't even want her mama to know.
I wanted when Drea and Orlando came in.
Mm-hmm. Drea had on a cute little outfit.
I love that outfit. That was cute. Hmm. But when they came in and she was like, you know, we do pop-ups too, bitch. And the look on Chantel's face was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, what did I do? What did I do?
What did I do? And when he told Jackie, you're not my fucking mama, and Jackie, wait a minute, nigga, she got all hyped up.
Yeah, she was calling him all kind of punk ass bitches.
I want to say, Jackie, listen, he trying to tell you your daughter is a hoe.
Yeah, basically.
Like, you're
in
not.
In so many words.
In so many words. He looking at your daughter dead in the face, and he was like, so you didn't smash the homie? And she was like, no, I did not. I did not. Bitch, look at me in my face, because you know I know the truth. And I'm looking at her like, really? You gonna look at Dre and try to start some beef? That was fucking ridiculous. I could not believe that. But Chantel is a hoe. And then she got the audacity to tell Jackie, I don't want you to be friends with Drea. Who tells their mama some shit like that? I would never tell my mama, I don't want you to be friends with some bitch. That's on you. You either gonna fall into friendship, you gonna fall out of friendship. I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that. That shit was crazy. Like, for real? So, yeah, that shit had me fired up. Sunday's poor little eye. Malaysia is getting caught up in all this shit.
Like, what is she? Like, what's up with that? What kind of shit is she getting caught up in?
With Jackie and Drea. Like, she and Drea have this newfound sisterhood.
Yeah, they've been cool for a while.
But don't get in the mix with Jackie
you
and Drea.
You don't get in the middle of
don't
shit.
Don't get into that.
You don't get in the middle of shit.
Because it's so ugly. Cause
it's
she
messy.
Because what did she say last night? She was like, what the fuck is going on? Bitch, don't ever talk to Jackie. Not in a specific... Because
Jackie is going to lie and start and tell you some shit that ain't even happened. And you're going to go back to Dre and Dre will be like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is what happened.
And y'all going
to
have a fucking sit down. Right. And Jackie going to be like, well, you said...
And tell everything you said and nothing what you said.
Every fucking thing. Don't be them
Jackie.
Shady bitches.
Please.
Shady. But, okay, I got to talk about this real quick. Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying
back?
To. It's coming back. What's coming back? Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta's
that's the
coming
one
back.
Missing. Stevie J.
Stevie J. Slick ass. Mm-hmm. But no. Okay. So basically, Mona Scott Young, the creator of the show, mm-hmm. She was apparently being sued over the idea of the franchise.
Oh wow.
Why would you sue Mona and not Shawnee O'Neal? I'm just trying to figure that shit out. But Mona was like, I didn't know anything about the suing. She's like, I got on Twitter and found out.
Yeah.
And she said, but that ain't happening.
No.
And I was just like, I would literally have to argue that shit with Mona.
It's reality TV.
It's reality TV,
so
bitch.
So if you want to...
Flip the channel.
If you
want to
sue
like
somebody,
it.
Go back and sue Flavor Flav, because he started the shit.
That, God damn it.
He used to be suing every goddamn body, and they come behind
exactly.
him, because he set the tone. Flavor Flav show set the tone for every reality
every
show.
Every reality
right
show.
Now. They all trying to top Flavor Flav numbers.
Go sue his
Drea almost did it. If you saw it on, I think it was on TMZ, she almost topped the numbers. She was like the highest grossing episode because the episodes because she's been on them. Drea's doing her shit. She's doing what she's supposed to do.
Come on,
that's
boy.
Why Jackie don't want to stop being friends because her check will stop coming.
Oh, yes.
Bitch, Jackie, they will kick your ass off the
but
show.
But that's what Jackie was trying to low-key explain to her daughter. She was like, you don't understand.
Right.
I'm like, okay, go ahead and tell this little
please,
girl.
Please, please tell the little girl the y'all reason why no you money, getting a check and is I because Drea's on this damn show.
And her Jackie, Drea was looking
people
like.
People going to stop watching.
Drea I know I will. Jackie like,
I know I will. I only watch to see Drea look cute ass. That's the only reason why I do. That's my little. That's my little tease. Monday tease for the day. I see Drea look cute ass.
Come on, tease. Where did the rest of the money go?
I know.
Come from. I'm just trying to figure that shit out. Yeah, it ain't none of my business. But but it's out there, so I wanted to know. Atlanta Housewives.
I'm.
Let's start. Let me hold on. Okay. Let me just.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Let me just start with. Because last show I couldn't do, and I need to explain that shit. Last show I couldn't do because people were like, what the fuck wrong with you? Well, I was sick. So I was in the middle of recording, and I had a fucking cough attack. And my engineer, my producer, he was just like, get the fuck out. Like, you are fired for today. Mazo, just, he canceled my show, y'all.
Right.
So I'm back in effect now. You see, I'm not coughing. I'm well. But I did go in on Kenya's ass on this Mexico trip. Y'all, I went in so hard. And I was just so pissed off with Apollo's high yellow ass.
Yes, yes.
I was so mad at him.
Yes, he is showing his house niggerness.
He is showing it. Like, oh my God, this
you
is
don't
the
always
difference.
Have to say, that I could have fucked you. I could have fucked you, nigga. Keep
come
your dick.
On.
You are married.
Like, for real.
If the coulda, shoulda, woulda. All please. The coulda bitches you could have fucked. Goddamn.
Line them hoes up.
Please.
Say it one time and let it go.
And let that shit go.
But if you keep saying, I mean, if I want to smash, I could have smashed. And
who cares?
But this is the thing. Kenya, you like to hear
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, she like to hear
you
that.
You keep
bringing she likes
up the
to hear Apollo
shit.
Say, oh, I could have fucked you. I would have wanted to fuck you.
She
you're
wants
fine.
It. She
you're
wants
a nice
it
look. You
air.
Have a nice body.
Every
oh,
time.
My God. I'm going to get in the, I'm going to jump in the hot springs half naked in my bikini.
Who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me?
Apollo, are you, bitch, get your ass in that damn water and
first,
leave my
second,
man alone.
And third, if you call. I just got the ring yesterday. I'm
come
it's,
on.
It's new on my finger.
Okay.
I still feel
yes,
a little fresh.
Yes, congratulations on
thank
the new
you,
ring.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
But let a bitch call my man and tell me he want to jump in the pool with you. We all going to jump in the pool. But guess what? We getting out. Your ass ain't. You going to be floating at the top, bitch. Don't fucking play. Drown your ass.
Phaedra.
What's wrong with you?
The look he gave Phaedra like, you want to get in the pool? And she was
she
like,
really didn't want to get in that
she
bitch.
Did,
but she didn't want her man to get in without
but
her.
But she did it for him because
right.
she knew that he likes to swim.
Right.
So she was like, you know what?
I'm going to do it for him.
Because
and
he ain't
Candy,
going in there.
And I
that
think Portia got, it. Portia got yeah. a nice, Portia got a big ass. I just wanted to put
where'd
that out
where'd she
there.
Get that
I don't know. With them little ass titties. You know she just got her boobs. I think she just got her boobs now.
I heard she just got her boobs.
Yeah.
You know she got a weave line too. So mm-hmm. maybe that's where that
yeah,
money coming from.
She was getting money coming in. She was getting them titties.
Because Cordell
she,
ain't running shit.
No. He left her high, dry. With the. She came in with a thong. She left out with the thong she came in on.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
she
it.
Rolled in on that same little thong she had on. Little pink little thong.
That's it.
She left right with it.
She left with that and a new weave.
Yeah, and a, little, and a new weave. Yeah, a new weave. New makeup artist.
Yeah.
We not have, very much clues.
I have to confess, I did reach out to Kenya Moore on Twitter, and I just informed her that Phaedra can do a wonderful memorial for Velvet. I didn't know if she knew that. I just...
Phaedra could have made Velvet's memorial service 10, 15 times better, but guess what?
But she didn't.
You know what? That bitch was still going to make it... Velvet is dead, and that bitch is still going to make it about her. She acted like a damn fool at the graveside.
Oh, Velvet, love.
I will always remember you, Velvet. Of course you will. Of course. I'm going to remember it, too, because of the distinct way you said Velvet was getting dangled in a damn dog mouth.
Yeah, that's the story.
The story
of
was
Velvet's death.
It was horrible.
Was
it got me. I ain't going to lie. It got me.
Ever.
But this bitch was too damn emotional. Too damn, but maybe you know what I realized.
And why the fuck
that
was
Kenya
Velvet
has nothing.
Like that?
She has no friends. She has nothing.
She
Velvet
doesn't.
Was her best friend.
That was it.
And she lost her best friend.
But
she
just like her auntie said, you sometimes
you have
we
to make
lose,
room.
We have to lose things to make room.
Right, right.
And she
right.
was like, don't you want a baby? Aren't you gonna love your baby like you love Velvet? She paused and thought about it, and then she was like, yeah. But maybe her African prince can come to America. And
I don't think this nigga exists. I think she's been making
really?
This man up. This is my personal opinion.
You
I don't
brought her a Bentley.
How do you know that?
How does she get money for a Bentley? You think it's her neighbor's Bentley and they just say, we'll park it in your car? Park it in your driveway? What, I mean, I'm just trying to get the facts. I don't really fucking know how to figure out if there's an African prince or not.
I don't think it's an African prince.
Oh, fuck. Damn, Kenya, this shit is getting even worse. Maybe
I think, she might have went out on a limb and went to the dealership and be like, I really want this white Bentley. And I'll lease it from you and show the little titty.
Show her titty.
Show the little ass.
This is really
and got her white Bentley and said that her prince was.
She did. She said her African prince.
Right, I don't know that.
Okay, well.
I'm not convinced.
We're not convinced.
Because she don't even talk on the phone to this nigga. She was in Mexico.
Yeah, she never does. I realize that. She don't never talk, on the phone with him. This nigga.
Apparently, if y'all have been dating, if he's whining and dining you like this,
when
so
you
much.
Skype or something,
right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Right.
And then you still chasing behind Apollo and all his compliments.
Ain't no African bitch.
If you was getting, if you had an African friend,
you got some African pride lotion in your hair. That's what
that's what it looked like. It looked like real. You know,
she got some almost, raw. She wear some raw shea butter with her shiny ass. That's what it is. I know what it is now. She ain't got no African prince. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm so fucking glad that Mama Joyce and Todd spoke. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm so tired of Mama Joyce. Let Candy live. And Candy, grow some balls.
Oh.
And speak up for your man. Because, bitch, when your mama is gone, he is the only person that's going to be there for you.
Your daughter even going to leave you.
Your daughter is even going to leave
your ass.
Your daughter
is going to leave you. So you going to, and this is the one thing. This is my thing. I think with Candy asking that doctor to come over and actually talk with her and her mom, and the doctor actually separating them.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
She got to, he asked, because he was not biased.
No.
He don't know what's going
he
on.
He don't know nothing. That's
he didn't know
like.
Anything. And when he was asking her to just explain,
ooh.
She began to tear up, and the tears begin to come, because you know why? She can't even explain. She has no,
nothing.
She has no, she doesn't even understand why she don't like this man.
When she
she's
said,
trying to make up a reason. It's only because she feel like Candy is going to
I forgot the question he asked. And she said, he said, well, is
how
she
does
happy?
He treat, yeah, how does he treat her?
This bitch said, well, she gained 30 pounds since she been with him.
And you saw that nigga face? He was like, what the fuck
that have to do with anything? Like,
nothing. It has nothing. This is my thing.
I wish she
I have never, even with her last, in her last relationship, Candy didn't smile as much as she do.
No.
Candy wasn't as happy as she is. No. Like, she didn't even want to do as much that she does with the girls. You know, she always out with them now. Like, she didn't even want to do that.
But it's so different when you get it, when you get out of a relationship with your ex who's a drug dealer.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Come on.
You ain't got to tell me. You know how, you know, do you know how good God is?
Hey.
Delivered me. You
hey.
Hear me? And he saved me from a lot of things
exactly.
because they can trap you in so many different ways,
exactly.
like trying to get you pregnant.
And that's what happened to
having
Candy.
You try, hey, you take this charge from me, you don't have no record.
I'm
niggas will
you.
Try you now.
And Candy was really making sure that she avoided that.
Yeah.
But everybody knew.
Everybody
knew
what was
going
on. So people was always in her business. And then her mama, she always, they said this and they, who the fuck is
they? Get those motherfuckers in here and tell them to tell me my damn self.
Right.
Because if they say one more thing,
I'ma knock their
ass out.
I'ma knock
their ass out.
Please.
Like, really, they. I can't take it. I hate that they. Oh, my God. But I'm glad that they spoke and Todd said his piece.
Yeah. Because he needed to say that. Because you can tell it was bothering him. He really loves Candy. Because
yeah.
if he didn't love Candy, he would not be going back and forth with her mom.
Oh, yeah.
And that's real. And she should realize that.
And
she
really
should be
should.
Like, okay, well, I respect him a lot more. Because he's willing
he's
to go through
it.
This with me. To make yeah. sure that, you know, for me to understand that she that he actually loves my
he
daughter.
Better, she better realize that.
Please.
I got to talk about my new show.
Okay.
I love. It's called Bring It.
Yes. Yes. Coach D.
Coach
Shout
D.
out to Coach D,
yes.
girl. If you was our band coach when we was in high school, we would have been
my stomach,
the shit.
My body would have
yes,
been
my body would still be right.
Please.
I love Coach D.
I love
I
the dance.
I want to meet her.
The dancing dolls are the best.
Yeah.
They should win
Fuck
every
the
time. The Tigerettes.
They are, I ain't gonna lie. They good, too. They just
sometimes.
As good.
Sometimes.
But I think the dancing dolls on a different scale. They
yes.
always at the top.
I
like
love
they
it.
Always bringing their best.
Kaylin, Cammy, Them my girls.
Yeah.
Those are my girls. I love Cammy's mom. She's so cute.
Mimi. And love Mimi.
Yes.
And I like love... the red wig. Kayla mama too.
Okay. Yeah.
Red wig.
Yes. That's Kayla's funny. Mama is hilarious.
Brittany's a fool.
That's the damn fool.
And Selena just.
I am too tired of Selena.
I'm sleeping on Selena. Every time Selena come on the screen, I just fall asleep. I love Sanjay though. I like Sanjay. And I love the daddy.
She has so much to learn.
She does. And she don't feel like she need to be going as hard as she should. If the rest of these girls out here on this floor going hard, your ass need to go hard too.
That's that high yellow.
Yeah,
shit.
She thinks she a little light skinned. She ain't gotta work hard.
And her daddy and that too, the gap.
You know, he got six people. You know, he carried six people into their last performance in his gap.
I can't breathe.
He snuck them in so he had to pay.
I can't breathe.
And you know what? He got a ball spot right here.
Ignorant.
And he put the other two people in his hair and, like, combed them over and put the braid in them.
Because he wear, you know, he uses olive oil gel.
Mm.
To
he used jam,
down.
Too. And jam to put the braid in.
To put those two braids in. But I can't.
And Selena, with her, why her makeup be looking so damn raggedy? It's like she got the damn Drake hands putting on her liner and shit. Damn, bitch.
Selena does look bad. Her weave always looks jacked up, too.
Yeah, she needs to let somebody brush that weave out and straighten
and
it.
The latest episode, somebody tweeted and was like, Selena's not wearing any panties. I was like, what?
Come on, man. She ain't no panties on.
That's what they said.
The one she was giving everybody heels?
Yeah.
The episode?
But it was at the practice. They had a little dance contest outside. The parents, you know how they play around during practice. Yeah. And she was dancing, and I guess she turned around to the camera with her ass.
Ain't no panties.
And they were like, all she had on was tights. We saw the jiggle. There was no draws.
So that pussy was out.
Maybe it was out because the baby daddy was there.
I ain't seen. I'm going to have to go on DVR. I don't want to see.
Yeah, you got to see it.
She got a fat one.
She got a fat booty.
I'm talking about pussy.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
But she was twerking, and, you know, it was just like...
Probably so.
Cellulite on the thighs.
Yeah, because she claims she can dance, but I don't see it.
She cannot. Sanjay did not get it from her mama.
And it's so funny. Before they showed Coach D's family, I already knew she didn't have any daughters. I knew she had a son.
Did you really?
How the way she is.
How she act, you right. Yeah.
If somebody ever meet me, I feel like I'm the type of person to only have sons.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Because I don't see
you
me
can
having
tell
no
she
daughters.
She
don't
have any daughters.
She don't have any no daughters. I knew just because of how hard she go for her girl, she didn't have no daughters.
It's amazing, though. I love it.
And her husband was there and her son. They support her. I love that show. That show is Dance Moms times 15 on Jacked Up on Coke, ready to go. Like,
single,
I love it.
Single moms.
Yes.
All of that. Daddies that ain't shit.
And daddies that stand right there with their kids and always
supporting
them.
And finally some black men that do
support
their daughters.
And finally some bright men that support.
And shout out to all the dads that do support their daughters.
Shout out to y'all.
I don't care if you go buy a training bra with her ass. Just go.
Yeah.
Shit. It's just the fact that you show you care. Because when it comes time for her to start dating, she going to date a whole bunch of niggas that think they care.
A whole bunch of niggas that think they care. And they don't give a fuck. They just trying to get their pussy.
That's it.
And shout out to the men out in the world who have babies by women and who also take care of their children.
Yeah.
Y'all run the world.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know, but y'all run the world.
Telling you.
Y'all the shit.
You big daddy.
Yeah.
That's big daddy.
Yeah.
But I gotta talk about the last show, and this is when it's going down.
Yeah.
Scandal. Folks, what the fuck? Did y'all listen, okay?
I fainted. I stood up.
This shit is so real that I feel like it's real life.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to move around in America.
Yeah. To be a fly on the wall.
B613 got shut down. Like, everybody should be. Are you not scared?
Yeah.
I am petrified. Yeah.
Because you know what? And the thing about it, what I didn't think about when I was so going for it, I'm like, Olivia, do this. You are the light.
Yeah.
Let that light shine. What I was not thinking about is all the motherfuckers who can't stand us.
Yeah.
Who are plotting against us at this very moment on our soil.
Oh, there you go.
And the things that we have to watch just to make sure that they are not going to fuck with us and, you know, fuck up our shit we got going on.
Right here trying to kill us. And our dumb ass is thinking we trying to save our own selves. But we really don't fuck up. Like, this shit is horrible.
Politics, sex, drugs, and money, it is going down. You hear me?
Money, power, respect. I be telling y'all all the time.
Going down.
You know, I was in shock when Jake killed James.
I was a little taken back, but he brought out the monster. It's like he feels like he needs to be a monster,
yeah,
in order to get his point across and let everybody know, okay, I'm command, I'm the one in control.
It's just hurtful.
And he didn't have to do that.
It was hurtful.
I'm happy Millie got laid. Are you? I mean, is everybody else happy with me? I'm happy that somebody finally confessed their love to Millie, and they, you know, they want to just make her happy.
And like, I'm mad that her husband is cop blocking. Like,
I am so mad. Like, but bitch, baby, you get in your room and slap the shit out of him.
You gotta take everything away from me.
Oh, girl, I said, bitch, call his eye out. Shit,
and
fuck
he was
him
like,
up.
Y'all leave, and she was like, no,
I'll leave. Like, really, Millie. I would go to, what wing is that? The West Wing? Mm-hmm. I would go there and take Andrew and just fuck the life out of him. Because I ain't getting enough from my husband.
And the thing about it is, what he doesn't realize, because I didn't realize until he was like, "Why? What did you tell me when I wanted to have sex with you? What did you tell me? That you didn't have a sex drive?" She didn't have a sex drive because your motherfucking daddy raped her.
Right, but why?
But she will not tell him.
I really want her to tell him.
I do too. I don't think, I don't know if it'll make a difference, but at least he'll understand.
He'll understand.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it don't make a difference, he'll understand why she was.
Please,
Shonda,
let Millie tell this. Yes. And do it in front of the daddy.
Please.
And let him...
Let him be accountable. I don't want the son to know just now, because he don't need to know just yet.
Okay,
he don't need to know that it's not his dad. It's my his brother.
Yeah, that
slash daddy.
Up.
Like that's
yeah,
real
that's
up.
Not. That's
I
not.
Don't want him to know yet. But yeah, she needs to let that out, because that's a repressed memory, and something's gonna happen because of
oh,
that.
Oh yeah,
something's gonna happen because
she
of that repression.
She'll have a
breakdown
or something.
Yeah, something's gonna happen because he already took away the one person that actually showed her some affection and some love.
Definitely.
So she's already very vulnerable right now. They still have that, you know, what I think their son is like 2 now. They still have that little
boy. Yeah, the little boy, yeah.
Like, they got to be so careful.
I forgot all about him, too.
Yeah, I did for a while until he came in during the interview.
When the kids came back. And the kids are bad as fuck.
The kids are horrible.
They are disrespectful.
I know that daughter is sucking plenty of dick.
Oh, yeah. She in private school.
Yeah.
They in boarding school.
Yeah, they in boarding school.
But, yeah, they're very disrespectful.
Yeah,
like,
very.
I would have never sent for them. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
They ain't helping the campaign.
Mama Pope. This bitch, let me tell you something. No. Everybody needs to know. That's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And it's just some bitches in this world you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Oprah,
mm-hmm.
Ayanna,
mm-hmm.
and you don't fuck with Mama Pope.
Three bitches you can't fuck with.
Those are my three. Oh, wait.
And Michelle.
And Michelle.
You can't fuck with
and
Michelle.
You don't fuck with Beyonce. Yeah. I'm sorry. 5 bitches.
Yeah.
Okay? You just don't fuck with them. When she picked up that wine glass, sipped the wine, and said, that's something that she always liked.
She missed that.
She missed
good wine.
That. Good wine.
That's the one thing we had in common.
And when she grabbed that knife and said, I wish you would.
Let's see who can do it faster.
Ooh! Girl.
And Olivia's sitting there looking at both of them like they monsters. They are.
They are.
Your mama.
Your mom and your dad.
Daddy.
Are horrible people.
They're both.
Don't, and you need to reach out to your mama like you reach out to your daddy for advice. Because you should have took her damn advice, because Harrison's little boo thing that was doing the run.
Stabbed them in the neck.
Got,
and got all the shit, got all the plans for the president about the cabinet.
Everything. And then the other girl who was running errands for her, she killed her.
Slice that bitch throat up.
At the bus stops. Damn, to be dead at the bus stop.
That
shit was
with a skirt on.
With a,
wind just going all up.
With a skirt on.
Yeah.
Well, no, that ain't worse than velvet.
No, it ain't worse than velvet. Velvet got it bad. She got it real bad.
When Jake, the final thing that I had to talk about was when Jake came in and choked Olivia.
I thought he was about to snap that bitch. And then, you know what? You cannot come in and choke Olivia without putting a gun on Hulk. Because you already know what that was about that thing. He was going to shoot Hulk right in his damn head.
Hulk was looking like, this shit that got real.
This is real.
Like,
but he told her, he said, you do not.
He did say that. He did.
B613, yeah. You run from B613, you hide from B613. You do not fuck with
that. And she said, do it. Like, she just didn't know. Maybe her dad really should have talked to her more about it, because
it's like her dad tried to be there for her,
yeah.
And he's trying to give her all this advice and tell her all this stuff, but he's going to get her killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jake is a little fool.
Yeah.
If he's somehow, I would never kill your friends. Nigga, don't be lying like that. Because if it fucks with the security of the the nation of our country?
Please.
You will plug me in a minute, just yes. like you did James in the street.
I'm done. Just like James. Just like Publis.
Please. Publis ass. Publis ass.
Oh, my God. I want to just thank you so much for coming on the show
no
today.
Problem. Like, anytime.
We have to do this again.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
I have, I mean, this has been so fun.
And I was going to say this, you know, I just didn't want to, you know, step on your toes. I think we honestly should do a little segment, a little sex segment. You can just sleep on that. You let me know.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you're an expert.
I am.
Okay, yeah. That's no problem. We'll definitely talk about that
definitely,
next
definitely,
time.
Definitely.
I'm going to look up something to just spark your attention.
Oh.
And then we'll see how the sex expert jumps off from there.
You know, it don't take nothing for me to pounce.
Okay, that's good.
It don't take nothing for me to pounce.
I got to do my shouts out right now. I want to shout out to Desiree Lewis and Geronda Teague. They're running for the 2014-2015.
Yeah, Miss SSU, right?
No, they're running for Miss Junior.
Oh, Miss Junior.
At SSU.
Oh, at SSU.
No, the young ladies that are running for Miss Savannah State University is Taylor Peacock.
Okay.
Or Peacock. And Morgan Wilson. Okay. So, and I heard they did like really good at their pageant last night. So
that's awesome.
You know, shout out to those women
trying
to be in the forefront.
Definitely.
Shout out to Shantalina Butler. She's running for Miss Sophomore.
Shout out to
and
you.
And I think his name is James Ofrey. He's running for class president. I think he's junior class president. So good luck with that, you guys.
Yeah, good luck SSU. That's, you know,
politics
we went there.
Is us.
Yeah.
We love that shit. And good luck to you. Good luck to you all and serving your university.
Definitely.
Shout out to DJ Nice for the mix. One of the mixes that were played during the show. And shout out to Brittany Bosco. She's singing in the background right now. But go check her out. Hit her up on YouTube and listen to her stuff. I really enjoyed it, so I'm going
to
probably just have some of her shit on
I'm
the show.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah,
she's from Savannah also, right?
No, not that Brittany Bosco. It's another Brittany Bosco.
Oh, okay.
But this girl right here, you have got to listen to. Well, I'm going to send you some of her stuff. But email me at tspiller@realityspill.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Ashley's Reality Spill. And make sure you follow my ass. Because I go in when we watch these damn shows.
Right.
So, and Married to Medicine.
Oh, we got to come back real strong with that.
We going to come back real strong. First episode just came, so
I
got to get my taste of it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I love the doctors and not the dentists.
Right.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I ain't really too fond of dentists for damn
so. So, I love the doctors, but not the dentists. Mm-hmm. And that's just point blank, period. But shout out to Ashanti coming on the show today.
Follow me on Instagram at Token Black Girl.
Yes.
And follow me on Twitter also at Guns Blazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's some bad bitch shit. But until next time, close me out.